Morning, carrying on Hilchos Lashon Hora. The Dean Ruchilas. The learning is Liskus. For Shlema of Rabbi Yosef Doi Ben Chela, Sochor Choli Yisrael. So Yanki on Friday, towards the end of Hilchos Ruchilas, brought the example of a teacher who was hit by a pupil with something, and he asked who did it, and is anybody allowed to say they can't? They did it, they didn't do it, can they accuse somebody else? So he said, each one can say, I didn't do it, but they can't say, he did it. That's Yanka's example. See inside the Chofetz Chaim as follows. This is Klal Tes, Siv Yud Dalet. Im nasa dovel Reuven shloka hogen, if something was done to Reuven, which is improper, ach lo no dalo mi osso lo es hadobor, but he doesn't know who did it. Uvo Reuven ze v'shoa l'shimon. Reuven comes along, the one who was affected, and he says to Shimon, "Mi osoli es hadovar azeh? Who did this to me?" Afshehu mevin, even though that Shimon realizes, Shereuven choshte bazeh, the Reuven suspects him of being the one who did it. Osol legalus lo es shemo oseh, he's not allowed to say who did it. Afshehu roa ba'atzmo, even though he saw clearly who did do it. So again, says. So Reuven is affected, goes to Shimon and say, who did it? So even though Shimon might be the suspect, he's still not allowed to say. Rak Yoshivlo, he should say to him, Anilo Osisi Esadovar, I didn't do this. Im lo shehu dovar, unless it's something where Asherafilu im lo hoyo choshte klobze, lo hoyo sholo, even if Reuven did not suspect Shimon at all, and didn't ask him about it, he would still be required to come along and say who did do it. As long as all the protims, all the conditions at the beginning of this klal are met. So they're not specifically in this example, but the conditions are as follows. It has to make sure that he's not going to cause any bad to come out of it. He shouldn't exaggerate more than actually what happens. It should be for Te'eles. Number four. If he can avoid it by doing something else, by saying something else without actually revealing it. And number five, doesn't cause too much trouble to the person you're talking about. I think we'll stop here and tomorrow we'll carry on amidst Hashem. A few seconds. Not quite the time yet. Vayan Shom Heitev, look there very carefully. Ki kol hasvoras, and his korosh shom v'makor chayim uber mayim chayim. All the sources and reasons brought in the makor chayim and ber mayim chayim. Bein le'inyan dino, bein le'inyan lotzeis yidei shemayim. Whether it is according to the strict letter of the law or lotzeis lotzei shemayim, you're fulfilling the halacha. Shaiach gam b'zeh, here as well, it applies. Started at the Torway, Northwest London, Sunday, Dalet Shvat, 22nd of February. Marina Harav, Shraga Feivel, Zimman, Shlita, Don Lachavschus. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Dudi Rosenberg in fond memory of his father, Reb Herschel Rosenberg, Reb Yitzchok Tzvi, Ben Reb Menachem, Meshameh, Zechron Lebracha, on his 30th Yahrzeit today. Velischus Hashvoim, Vachayolim, Vamilchomo, Sheyachzul, Votem, Lesholem, Vimheiro.
Amen.
Bezus Hashem, today we discuss the halachas of Dan Lekavzchus. It says in the Pasuk, B'tzedek tishpoit amisecha. You should judge your friend with righteousness. And the Pasuk, literally, is talking about a dayan who is judging a din Torah. It should be done with tzedek. Chazal say on this, Mishnah and Ovis. Mikan, have he done kol odom lekav schus? You should judge everyone favorably. And the question is this a chiyav d'oraisa or no? It's an hoga toiva, because the pasuk be'etzim is talking about a dayan. Is this a limud yalfusa, which applies as a halacha that you must be done lekav schus, or it's just an hoga toiva? And if you look in Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, Chela Gimel, Shar Gimel, Simen Reshut Ches, the Smak, the Smag, they all say it's a Chiyav Deraisa, Tzedek Tishboit Amisecha. Rabbeinu Yoina says, what is the Chiyav, or when does the Chiyav apply? And he makes a difference. If it's an Adam Beinani, it's an average person, a person who's a Shomer Mitzvah, but occasionally does an Avera, the Chiyav to be done with Kav Schus is only when it's Shava, when the interpretation is equal between Tzad Choyv and Tzad Schus. That's when you're Mechoyv. But if it's more Noita L'Choyv, if the interpretation is more likely to be negative, there's no Chiyuv of Dan L'Kav Schus. It's only when it's equal. When the person is a Tzadik, then you have to be Danim L'Kav Schus, even when it's Noita L'Chayv. And we'll go back and explain these halachas. The question is, what does the Rambam hold? And there's a seeming conflict in the Rambam, paradox. The Rambam in the Mishnah of On Ovis, on Heavy Dun, called Adam L'Kav Schus, says, Hu Midas Chasidus. So Midas Chasidus. The Rambam in Hilchus Deis, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, says v'zehu mida shel talmidei chachamim. A talmud chacham is down l'kav schus. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis takes a lot of Pirkei Avos and says it's a mida of a talmud chacham. However, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos asay kuf ayin zayin says v'tzedek havidon kol adam l'kav schus is a mitzvos asay de araisa. And the same thing is the Rambam. So we have a stira. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says, Havidan l'kolodim l'kav schus is a mitzvah asay deraisa. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, and the Rambam in Hilchos Deis says it's a midas chasidus. Which one is it? And the answer is, if you look closely at the Rambams, you'll see he's talking about two different cases. The Rambam in Ovis is talking about a person you don't know at all. You see a person doing an avera. You don't know who he is. He might even be a well-known Rasha. So there's no chiyuv to be danim l'kav schus, because you have no knowledge with which to judge him. There's a midas chasidus to do be danim l'kav schus. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, like Rabbeinu Yoina, is talking about a person that you know. You know him to be a Beinoni. There you have the chiyuv of dan l'kav schus. Now let's go through the halachas of Havi dan kolon l'kav schus. Rabbeinu Yoina says that on an Adam Beinani, which we say is a person who's a Shomer Mitzvos, but occasionally does an Avera, the Chiyuv to be Danim L'Kav Schus is only when they're equally likely. It's Shava L'Choyv U'L'Schus. But if it's Noita L'Choyv, there isn't any obligation to do so. In other words, all these books with far-fetched stories of Dan L'Kav Schus, they might be a Midas Chasidus, but this is not what the Mitzvah is. The mitzvah is when you see an average person and he's doing something and it has two equal interpretations, judge him favorably, don't judge him negatively. But if the normal interpretation would be negative, there isn't any chiyuv. So a hagos of Reb Hillel Zaks, the enikel of the Chafetz Chaim, on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim Shmiras Haloshen, he has a chakira. What does the word shava mean? In Hebrew, he writes, does it mean shava b'hayachilus lefarish hamasa oy behistabros? Say it in English. Are we talking about it's equal in plausibility or it's equal in probability? Which one? What does the word shava mean? I could see an action, and there's two interpretations. Both of them are equally logical. In logic, plausibility, they're both equal. But if you want to know probability, if 100 people do this, probably 80 of them are doing an Avera. What's called Shava? Does Shava mean in Svara, in plausibility, or does Shava mean in probability? And he writes that it's he understands it means plausibility. As long as both interpretations are equally plausible, it's not one is far-fetched and one is normal, then you have a chiyuv of dan lekav schus. What happens if it's neitel tzad chayiv? The plausibility and probability is that this person is doing an aver. It's possible it's not. But, so the halacha is, Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's no chiyuv to be done lekav schus. Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, although there's no chiyuv to be done lekav schus, he says, yishaer safek. Leave it a safek in your heart. Where does this come from? There's no v'tzedek tishpat amizecha, so why should you leave it a safek? And if you look at the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, he says, zehu midah toiva ve'ein din. That's a midah toiva. It's a midah toiva to always say, you know, leave some doubt. But min adin, when it's noita l'tzad chayiv, you're allowed to be down l'tzad chayiv. What is the reason you're allowed to be down l'kav chayiv? Because the mitzvah comes from mishpat, betzedek tishpoit amisecha. A person can't judge against his seichel. If seichel says one thing, you can't say something else and say it's called judgment. And therefore, the mitzvah is only when they're equally balanced in likelihood. If, however, it is noita l'tzad chayiv, the plausible and probable interpretation is chayiv, so mishpat says that it's chayiv. What we could say is that there is a midah teiva to say a suffix. And we'll explain at the end what is this mida taiva if it's against hev, it's against seichel.
It's the person where he's coming from. That's the way he's judging. It's not necessarily to do with the person who's being judged. It's the one who's judging him that he's coming from a place that he looks at it in a negative way.
Could be. Now, what does it mean, judge someone lekavschus? What practically? What does it mean? And the Chavetz Chaim in the Psicha Essen Gimel says there are three ways of judging someone favorably. One, the action itself, if you can interpret it that it was mutter rather than asa, you should judge that it's mutter. Number two, he says, sometimes you can't judge it that it's mutter, it's clearly asa, but you can judge the person's motivation. Maybe the person actually sinned, but maybe he's ignorant, maybe his kavana was latoif. He's misguided. Number three, even if it is a sin, and you know that he intentionally did it, you should be danim lekavtzchus that he did tshuva. Now, let's go to a tzaddik. A tzaddik, it says you should be danim lekavtzchus, even if it's noita lechayiv. Even if it's likely that it's chayiv, it's both probable and plausible that it's navera. Nevertheless, you should be danim lekavschus. Zok Rabbeinu Yoina, v'zehu mitzad midas ha'emes. This is because of emes. And Rav Matas Yoel Solomon, whose first yahrzeit it just was, on his sefer on Shari Tshuva has a chakira. What did Rabbeinu Yoina mean when he says v'zehu mitzad ha'emes? Did he mean to say that the mitzvah of betzedek tishpoit amisecha requires you to judge a tzaddik lekav schus, even if it's noita lechayiv? That's what he means, or no? Mitzad the etzem mitzvah of tzedek tishpat amisecha is only when it's equally balanced. This that he says, mitzad midas emes, is a svara chetzayna. It's a svara. Pasha, if he's a tzaddik, he probably didn't do an avera. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of tzedek tishpat amisecha. It's pasha the emes. When you think straight, you think that a tzaddik probably didn't go do an avera publicly for other people to see. That is his chakira. And he himself says that he understood Rabbeinu Yoina as the second tzad. Hu mitzad midas emes, that it's not the mitzvah of the tzaddik tishpat amisecha, it's just a svara that you're supposed to do it. Similarly, I saw that Moshe Soloveitchik, Zatzal from Switzerland, had the same thought, and Rav Hutner and Pachad Yitzchak also had the same thought. Three very different thought processes, and they all came to the same conclusion that this, that Rabbeinu Yehuda says that by a tzaddik you should be noit dan l'kav schus, even though it's noit l'chayiv, mitzad midas emes has to do with emes. It has nothing to do with betzedek tishpoit amisecha. However, if you look in the achreinim halacha l'maisa, you'll see that this is a machlekes achreinim. Let's take the case of a Beinoni. A Beinoni, you have to be Danim Lekav Schus when it's equal likely Schus and Chayv. Now we have a different Shiloh. I'm Danim Lekav Schus. He didn't do an Avera. Now, let's say he did do an Avera. You have a mitzvah of a Chayach Esam Yisacha. You have to rebuke him. So the question is, after you fulfill Havidankal Adam Lekav Schus, do you still have a mitzvah of achiyach techiyach samisachal? Or no, once I judged him favorably, so he didn't do an aver, so I have nothing to be machiyach. Zag the Chavetz Chaim, avadei mechuyev in achiyach techiyach samisachal. Why? Because he says it's a safek hashakal. It's equal, both are equally likely. Just the halacha is safek derais lahachmer. When I'm being done on the mitzvah of avidan kaladon lekavskos, I have to judge him favorably. But when I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of achiyach techiyach samisachal, sofik derais lahachmer tells me that I have to do teichacha. Now let's clear hakira. What happens if I see a tzaddik doing an avera, and it's noitel tzad chayv? But the halacha is that when a tzaddik, even though it's noitel tzad chayv, you're supposed to be down kav schus. But do I have to do achiyach techiyach on him? So you should know it's a machlekes. The Chafetz Chaim writes Beferish in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Perek Gimel and Ber Mayim Chaim. You're still chayiv in Techacha. This that I have a mitzvah to judge a tzaddik favorably doesn't change the fact that it's very likely he did an avera, and I have a mitzvah of hecheyach techeyach samisacha. The Yad Aktana says, Ein chiyev techacha, devadai loichata. What are they arguing? They're arguing in Hamatas Yehos Chakira. The Chavetz Chaim learned that this, that a tzaddik you have to be done lekav schus, is also part of the halacha of betzaddik tishpat amisacha. A regular person who's a beinoni, and a beinoni only when it's equal, a tzaddik even when it's not equal, but it's all the din of a tzaddik tishpat amisecha. And the Chavetz Chaim says that the tzaddik tishpat amisecha does not relieve you of your responsibility of hecheyach techeyach samisecha. And therefore he says there's a chiyuv techacha. The Yad HaKtana learned that he could be maskim that by a beinoni, when it's equal, you have hecheyach techeyach. But this that the tzaddik yedan lekav schus is pashit logic. It's mitzad asfora. It's mitzad emes. Now, if the emes is that he didn't do an avera, so then there's no chiyav of a chayach techeyach samisach. Now, let's go to this case of a tzaddik. We say you have to judge him favorably, even if it's noit l'tzad chayav. Why? Now, if we say it's a svara, like the Yad HaKtana says, like Amatas Yola says, so okay, it's a svara. Lama likra svara hu. But if you hold that it's included in the mitzvah of tzedek tishbet amisacha, like the Chavetz Chaim, so we have a question. How does it say two things in the pasuk of tzedek tishbet amisacha? That when you're dealing with a beinoni only when it's equal, and when you're dealing with a tzaddik only when it's night to letzad chayiv. Which one does the pasuk tell you? Rabbi Hillel Zaks says as follows. People learn the pasuk, tzedek tishvoy, that's the mitzvah. Judge favorably. Who? That's amisecha. Amisecha is just the object of the mitzvah. Yatz b'chal amisecha, there's no mitzvah. He said, that's not proud in the pasuk. The pasuk, read it one phrase. Tzedek tishvoy es amisecha. You're supposed to judge a person favorably in juxtaposition of who he is. Judge him and his actions together. That's what the pasuk means. Judge a person in relationship to his actions. Once, if that is the mitzvah, judge a person in relationship to his actions, so then the person is part of the equation. So by a beinoni, you judge him favorably only when it's equal. But when a tzaddik, even when it's unequal. Now he clears a chakira. What does the word tzaddik mean? We have something called a tzaddik gomer. Person doesn't do averes. But we have other people that are tzaddikim in certain actions, but not in other actions. Unfortunately, there are certain people that say, Tadikim and Benadim Lamakim, they'd never think of eating something treif or being Mechal Shabbos. But, and Benadim Lachavera, maybe they're only Benainim. So now, when I see a person who's a, who in Benadim Lamakim is outstanding, and I see him doing an Avera, with something which is Noitel Lachoyv, do I say, listen, but in Hilchus Shabbos he's a tzaddik, and therefore I have to judge him favorably? Or no, I look overall at the person, and this person is a benayni, and therefore I don't have to judge him favorably. In the Koivitz Marpa Lashon, something I say from Lashon Hara, he says that person is called a benayni. A tzaddik is only when overall he's a tzaddik in everything. The second he's not a tzaddik in everything, he is just a benayni. The fact that he's good in some things and not so good in other things, well, that's what a benayni is, that's what all of us are. Rav Hillel Zaks says, no, according to my pshat in the pasuk, b'tzedek tishpoit amisecha, that the judgment is the action in regard to the person, then every action has to be judged differently in regard to the person. And therefore, you would judge such a person favorably. And he gives a very nice mashal. Shabbos afternoon, you see your neighbor coming out fully dressed for Shabbos in his Shabbos finery, goes out of his house, opens the car, gets in the car and drives away. Now there's two possibilities. He has a medical emergency, or he's going to the beach. There's only two possibilities. How should you judge him? So he says, if you look at this picture, person coming out, dressed Shabbos stick, going into a car in the Yiddish neighborhood in front of everyone, if you'll do b'tzedek tishpoit amisechel, you'll judge the person in regard to his actions in the context in which it is, the halacha is that you have to judge him favorably. Because no person in their right mind is going to do such a thing. And therefore, the likelihood is that it's some type of medical emergency. Now he says, I'll give you a different shaila. You have your neighbor, usually dresses Shabbos very appropriately, maybe even with a shtreimel and a bekisha. You see him walk out of his house on Shabbos afternoon in jeans and a t-shirt, walks to the end of the neighborhood, gets into a car and drives away. Now, what does that picture tell you? So he says, it's totally in the shaila of probability versus plausibility. There's a plausible svara to say that the reason why the person has a medical emergency, why is he not going with the Shabbos clothes in the Yiddish neighborhood? He doesn't want to make a Chilul Hashem. And therefore he deliberately dressed casually and went to the corner of the neighborhood because he didn't want to make a Chilul Hashem. That is plausible, it's equally plausible. Probable is that he's going to the movies. So now, that's where you have the Chilik. And we're talking about a person who's only a tzaddik, let's say, in Shabbos, in other things he's lax. One, if we'll assume that the mitzvah of the tzaddik tishvot amisecha means judge this person in vis-a-vis his action at this moment. So in the first case, it's pashut that you have a chiyuv to be done in the kafsos. In the second case, it's totally in the shaila, does shava mean plausibility or probability, and since he holds its plausibility, you should be danim lekavsos also. Now, I see a person doing an action. It's noite letzad chayv, but I don't know, is he a tzaddik or is he a benini? What am I supposed to do? In other words, if he's a benini, I can judge him negatively. If he's a tzaddik, I have to judge him fairly, but I don't know what he is. What's my halacha? So Rabbi Avram Janachovsky, the Shivan Chabin, great Talmud Chacham, said that originally he thought Safek derais lahachmer. I have a Safek if he's a tzaddik or he is a benini. He's doing something which is noitel tzad chayv. So because there's a Safek that he's a tzaddik, then you have to judge him lekav zchus. Then he said, I heard that the Chazon Ish held not like that. And he explains what did the Chazon Ish hold? Someone once asked the Chazon Ish, a Yid, hair has turned whitish gray, walks into the room, and I'm not sure if he's 70 or not. Do I have to stand up for him? He's clearly not 20, and he's not 95 either. He's in those years. Do you have to stand up? Chazon Ish said, no, you don't have to stand up for him. He said, why? One, he has a chazaka. Most people, everyone is born under 70, and you remain under 70 until you become 70. Number two, there's a roiv. Roiv people aren't 70. More people in the world are under 70 than they are over 70. Memele, the Chazon Ish said, you don't have to stand up for him. So Rabbi Avraham Jenichovsky said that on this question, you have exactly the same thing. Rav people in the world aren't tzaddikim. Rav people in the world are beinonim. Furthermore, everyone is born with a cheskes kashrus, that they are beinonim. But no one is born with a cheskes tzaddik. You have to become a tzaddik. And therefore he said, you don't have me'ikad the dina, you don't have to be danim l'kavishos. Now, we said that a person that you don't know, you don't know him at all. He could be, like I say, a well-known tzaddik. He could be like a well-known Rasha. Shabbeinu Yainas said, or the Rambam said in Pirish Mishnayis, that there's a midas chasidus tadanim l'kavzchus. L'chaira, why don't you say that that's a suffix deraisa? He can very well be a beinoni. Most people are beinoni. Most people are not rishonim, nor they are tzaddikim. Most people are beinonim. L'oilam yira adam atzvay kebeinoni. So why does the Rambam say that it's only a midas chasidus to judge him l'kavzchus? Why don't you say that there's a chiv to dan l'kavzchus al safik deraisa l'achmer? And the answer is that the mitzvah is b'tzedek tishpoit amisecha, to judge. You cannot judge without facts. There can't be a mitzvah. That's what the Rambam means. There can't be a mitzvah because you can't have a judgment without knowing facts. That's not called a judgment. That's just that's a hypothesis. If you go like a pill Zach said, the mitzvah is betzedek tishpoit amisecha. Judge a person's actions in relationship to who he is. Well, if you don't know who he is, then it cannot be this mitzvah. That's why it's only a midas chasidus. Now we have one shaila. What is this midas chasidus? We learned two places there's a midas chasidus. One, if you don't know who the person is, don't know what he is. So there's no mitzvah betzedek tishpoit, because you can't judge without knowledge. But still a midas chasidus to judge him favorably. What is this midas chasidus? If I can't judge, there's nothing there. Next, a beinoni, which is noitel letzad chayv, which al pi din, I can judge him unfavorably. Nevertheless, the Rabbeinu Yaina says, leave it a suffix. And the Chavetz Chaim said that it's a midah taiva. What is this midah taiva? It's not included in the parameters of B'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha. And therefore, what is this midah taiva? I want to tell you a very nice pshat. The Pshu'alei Diskin, they put out a Maril Diskin ala Taira. It's been around for a long time. Recently, they put out a Maril Diskin ala Torah with Haysafis, a much thicker one, with letters in the back from Pshu'alei Diskin. And Pshu'alei Diskin says following thought on B'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha. He says, why don't most people do Averis? Chayza Yetzahara, Averis could be Gishmak. Why don't most people do Averis? Is it Yiras Shemayim? Is it Amunah? What is it? So he says, the Chayvus Halvavus says, Busha. The main reason why people don't do Averis is because they're embarrassed. Zayzak the Chayvus Halvavus. He says, with this he understands a Chazal. The Gemara says, Mishu Azpanim, someone who's an Azpanim, a brazen person, the Soif Nichshal Vavera. The Soif, he's going to end up doing Averis. He says, what's the connection? Someone's an Azpanim, he has bad midas. But why does it mean that he's going to do Averis? Zaktav Shulayv Diskin, Leit and Chayvus Havavis, you understand it very well. Because the Chayvus Havavis says what stops people, the main thing that stops people from doing Averis is Busha. Well, a person's Azpanim has no Busha, so eventually he's going to go do an Aver. Now Rav Shmuel Diskin says as follows. Imagine there are 10 Yidden in a town. All of them are Beinonim. No one's going to do an Avera because they're embarrassed from each other. What happens if one does an Avera and he does it publicly? So you should know that besides that he did an Avera personally, he was paired together for other people, because now it becomes easier for other people to do an Avera, because I'm not the only one. He says, what happens if three people do an Avera? So that those three people, okay, now it's already, this is, as I fit, this is, you know, you're not embarrassed anymore. So you should know that when a person does an Avera, or certainly when a few people do an Avera, it, besides that they did something wrong, it removes the barrier for other people to do Avera. Zot Pshulei Diskin. Chazal came along and said, have you done kol Adam l'kav zchus? Besides the Ben Adam l'chavera, you should judge someone favorably, there's also a Ben Adam l'mokim. Because when you judge people l'kav zchus, so then you say they didn't do an Avera. So if they didn't do an Avera, so you're still embarrassed to do an Avera. Mamela, that's the maila of Havidan Kal Adam Lekav Schus. Besides the Bein Adam Lechavera, it's a Bein Adam Lemakim, it solidifies your own Avaydis Hashem. Zatif Shulayb, that's the Midas Chasidus of Havidan Kal Adam Lekav Schus. Avada, there's some cases that Me'ikid didn't Havidan Kal Adam Lekav Schus. A Beinaini when it's equal, but that's a Bein Adam Lechavera. But you could have cases where else the Ben Adam Chaveri don't have a chiv. He's a Benoni and it's Naita Letzad Chayim. But nevertheless, there's a Midas Chasidus to do it. The Midas Chasidus is not in the Ben Adam Chaveri, it's in your own Ben Adam Lemakim. Beautiful pshat. I saw this pshat and I said it 30 years ago. I was a Rav no, it wasn't 30 years ago. It was over 20 years ago. I was the Rav of Kal B'nai Ashkenaz in Mansi. And Kal B'nai Ashkenaz, as you can imagine, was full of Ashkenazic Jews, of the German variety and the Hungarian variety, but that's what it was. And I said over this pshat of Shulev Diskin, that's a Midas Chasidus to strengthen your own Avodas Hashem. Was sitting in the back at Pirkei Avos, she would attract some of the neighbors, was a Yid, a Belzer Chassid with Allah Shmoyne Begadim, and right after the Shir, he came running over to me and started hugging me. He said, that vort, it was so beautiful. So I said, what is it about this vort? I thought I said a lot of nice vort in the Shir. What was it about this vort that got you so taken? So he said, you should know, I'm a Belzer Chassid. It's well known that Rabbi Aral Belzer, when he escaped Europe, he came and he lived in Tel Aviv. Many of the Rebbes lived in Tel Aviv. But unfortunately, there's a lot of Chil Shabbos in Tel Aviv. And whenever Rabbi Arla saw a car driving on Shabbos, he said, oh, it's probably a lady going to have a baby. Now, too many babies, you know, it was a bit implausible. Once he saw someone driving a truck on Shabbos, a big lorry, and so one of his chassidim knew what he was yet. He says, Mika Amcha Yisrael, a person in the middle of work stops to go drive a lady to have a baby on Shabbos. And he said, I always wondered, again, is he detached from reality? He was talking a very otherworldly figure. And he said, I always answered the Farebe Frekmanish Kakashis. But he says, now I understand it. Avarla Belzer knew very well that the truck driver is not driving a lady to have a baby. But there's a Midas Chasidus, because if you see other people being Mechalal Shabbos, it becomes easier for you to become a Mechalal Shabbos. So Mele, the reason why he kept on saying, it's a Pkoach Nefesh, it's a this, was to strengthen his own Avodas Hashem. That was the Midas Chasidus. Have a good day.